out on Yep Rock Records. And that features a second disc, a live show from their 1999 concert at the Cooler in New York City. I am still trying to get my hands on this Record Store Day release. Let me know in the chat if anyone actually was able to pick that up. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass the reins over to Chris Crash for his show Strong Style coming up next, followed by Matt Clark and Mike Sin for What's Happening from 9 to 11. Well, today is the birthday of the one and only James Osterberg, a.k.a. Iggy Pop. He turned 79 years young today, still going strong. He'll be one of the headliners at this summer's Mosswood Meltdown Festival out in California. He just performed at Coachella. You know, he's one of my favorites, and I have to close out the show with some Iggy. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me this last hour. Always appreciate it. Thanks to everyone in the chat for chiming in. Hope you guys have a safe rest of your week. And I will see you guys next Tuesday night. Until then, adios.
Things he knows are his. He sees is a bright and hollow sky. He sees the city sleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU. We'll be right back.
뭐했다로?
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash. Welcome back to the Strong Style Dojo. We are 20,000 strong in here tonight for the hardest punk rock combat in town. We just heard from Zangier, a brand new album from them. They're a German band that sings in Urdu, and we just heard something off their brand new album called Sehere Makur, which means Dawn of the Oppressed, the song Anti-Dutch, which, as you can tell, is a play on the Reagan Youth self-titled song. Before that, Der Eisenrost with the song Move On from their 1998 album Tokyo Fist. Der Eisenrost features Chu Ishikawa on guitars. It's essentially his solo project. And he is most famous for scoring the incredibly bizarre body horror, Japanese horror movie, Tetsuo the Iron Man. Highly recommend you check that out, especially if you love some good mutants in your movies. This one has a great one. And to start off the show, the Mommy Men out of Berlin, Germany. We heard the song Falten from a split album that they just put out with another band out of Germany called Ponies auf Pump. All right, and I do have a lot more new releases for you today, but we're going to kick off round one with some classic Tokyo hardcore from Ghoul, one of the most popular hardcore bands of the 80s, and they never actually released a full-length album. They were mostly on compilations, and but they did release two EPs. We're going to hear a cut off their 1984 7-inch called Carry Out Fucking. This is the song Goddamn, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Yikasso!
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you live. I'm a black sheep, I got nothing at it. I'm a black sheep, I'm not gonna let you live. Daddy always hoping to get a good job, but I'm getting to think I hate my front. Mommy always wanted to meet in my chick, but I had no interest except for my dick. I'm a black sheep, I'm a real best friend. I'm a black sheep, I'm spinning from my face. I'm a black sheep, I'm a real best friend. I'm a black sheep, I'm spinning from my face. In Tremor's face, in Tremor's face, in Tremor's face, in your face. Never get invited to a family event. The kids are alone, if I ever win. Sister really likes me, she acts like a mother when I stick it up her ass. She's not the mother, I'm a black sheep, born into misery. I'm a black sheep, I shoot for my family. I'm a black sheep, born into misery. I'm a black sheep, I shoot for my family. I'm a black sheep, born into misery. I'm a black sheep, I shoot for my family. I'm a black sheep, born into misery. I'm a black sheep, I shoot for my family. Family.
Join the nihilistic family, dicks.
Bye. brother? That man is our...
Oh, so broken!
Round two. Ready, go!
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard a song called Yufuku no Kiga, which means Hunger of Wealth, and I'm getting that from the classic punk rock movie from 1982 out of Japan called Burst City, directed by Sogo Ishii. I've talked about that movie a bunch on the show before and all the punk bands that starred in it, but that's a song that doesn't appear on the official release of the soundtrack. It's only in the movie, and it's a really memorable sequence where you get to see this bizarre squatters village that the punks set up, and there's this like really crazy musical sequence where the cast sings this song. So very unfortunate it's not recorded anywhere. You gotta watch the movie for it. For that, a band called Bull Shannon, which features a drummer, Neil Hennessy from the Lawrence Arms, and three bassists, Chris from the band Shoto Ghetto, Bob from the band Shinobu, and Jeff Rosenstock from Bomb the Music Industry. They have a new LP out now called Stamina, and we heard the opening track off of it called Wesley. For that, out of London, Power Plan off their amazing new post-punk freakout album, Bridge of Sacrifice. We heard the song Last Wheel. Before that, out of Fresno, Furia Fatale with a cover of a Bishop's Green song called Alone. Before that, out of Beijing, China, the band 69 with the song Peng Kui Wan Sui, which means Long Live Punk. I'm getting that off a double disc compilation put out in 1999 called Wu Liao Junjui. Before that, the Nihilistics, which features former WFMU host Chris T. He used to host the show Aerial View. We heard a bit of a deep cut from them from a compilation called New York City Hardcore, Those Were the Days, Volume 2, the song Black Sheep, which is a live studio recording from 1990. Before that, latest from Junmin Yun out of New York City, the song Won't Put Him Down. Before that, out of Croatia, the band Indicator B with the song Iza Reja Taka, which means Behind Bars, that's off there. Brand new self-titled 7-inch, their second one that they've put out. This one just dropped a couple of weeks ago. And to start off the set, Ghoul, classic Tokyo hardcore with the song Goddamned. And speaking of classic Tokyo hardcore, we're going to kick off round two with a track off the 80K Omnibus Volume 1, a double 7-inch compilation put out by 80K Records, and honestly, when it comes to punk compilations, this is very high tier for me. Just the insanity of the songs and just the sound of it, just it's such a unique and really just rageful experience. And we're gonna hear a band off of it called Kane. This is their only appearance. They've only recorded two songs in their history, and they are both on the 80K Omnibus, the first one. And this is most of the album is hardcore, and you're gonna hear exactly what this is. It's one of the standout songs from the compilation. It's called Sukatina Beat, which as a subtitle is known as Beat Generation. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
We'll be right back.
that you let go of your sword.
You think I give up just because you're more powerful than me? We'll find a way to beat you!
Thank you. Get on up.
listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream, and we just heard from No Knock out of New York City with the song Commodity Identity from their 2024 EP, Imagine a World Without Landlords. Before that was the Stalin with the song Kube Daki Atsureki, which roughly translated means neck-focused friction. I'm getting that off a fairly recent 7-inch compilation put out, which compiles four songs from a 1983 studio session that was previously unreleased. So definitely pick that up if you're a Stalin fan. Before that, out of Philly, Bequest, brand new song from them called Pecking Order from their brand new album On Hills Will Death Play. Before that, United Stare with the song Voice of Change from a brand new 7-inch of the same name put out on Kill Enemy Records. Before that, Sagisu Shiro with the song Blaze of the Soul Reaper from the Bleach soundtrack, a classic Toonami-era anime from the early 2000s. An even better manga, in my opinion. The anime is good, but the manga is just something else. And I was thinking about that because I've been listening to that Power Plant album a lot, and the way that it takes a lot of crazy different styles and puts it all together for this kind of really menacing, moody atmosphere. It reminded me a lot of what Sakisu Shiro did for the Bleach soundtrack. Really cool stuff. Really impactful for me. One of my favorite Toonami shows. Before that, 95 Bulls out of New York City with the song Your Dad's Watch. And to start off the set, Kane out of Tokyo with the song Tsutakina Beat with the subtitle Beat Generation from the first 80K Omnibus compilation. One of my favorite punk compilations of all time. Alright, I have some coming attractions for the world of WFMU this Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on the Rock and Soul Stream. It's Drop-In, our visiting DJ show, and this week we are welcoming back WLS Clark for his new special Strictly 60s, and I really love the shows that Clark puts together. They it's a real loving tribute to not only the 60s, but oldies radio as well. WLS is, of course, an oldies station out of Chicago, very similar to WCBS right here in the tri-state area. So Clark definitely gets the feel right. It's always an entertaining time. Definitely check him out this Saturday on the Drop-In program. Gonna close off the show tonight with a song from the Manx, who were prominent in the late 90s punk scene in Chiba, Japan. They just put out a brand new compilation of their unreleased tracks called Last New Wave Hero, and we're going to end the show with the song No No No. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for what's happening with Mikeson and Matt Clark. Coming up right after this.
WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. You're listening to the What's Happening program Tuesdays from 9 to 11 in the evening here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us this evening. I'm here with my good friend, Mike Sin. Mike Sin, good evening to you.
Hello there, Matt. What's happening?
Oh, you know what's happening tonight?
Tell me what's happening.
Well, we have a very special guest.
All right.
A return guest to the What's Happening program. A third time returner.
Nice.
Yeah. We have DJ Lorenzo Suave.
All right.
Of the La Boom.
Great.
Gonna be doing a guest set in about a set.
Yeah.
So, Lorenzo, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody, and well, thank you for having me. It's so good to be back, you know, at WFMU. I remember in 2018 when we played live here with Leboff, and I was back in 2023 with some records, and it's good to do that again with you two guys. So, thank you for having me, and stay tuned for some cool tracks. I'm going to play some. European freak beats and some French yeye. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. And it's going to be more.
Yeah, well, welcome nice. Back to the What's Happening program, Lorenzo. It's a treat to have you back here in town. And before we do that, we're going to get to Mike Sin's first set. But first, we do have to tell you that you just heard Chris Andrews, Too Bad You Don't Want Me, single on Disc Vogue, well, that was an EP. Believe it actually came out in 1965. That EP came out in 1966. And Mike Sin.
All right.
Should we get to a little bit of news before we get to your first set?
Yes, I think we should.
Well, guess what? Did you miss Snail's debut?
I heard Snail's debut on Saturday.
Yes, brand new show on WFMU. Combo Sakimbo with Snail debuted this past Saturday at 9 p.m. If you missed it, check out the archives. It's a wonderful show, 9 to 11. Your Saturday evenings are sorted, so don't miss it. Saturday evening with Snail. Don't miss it.
Great first show, yes. It's great to have more shows on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday's filling up nicely.
Yes.
So, yes, we're going to be hearing from the great Lorenzo Suave in just a second as a nice treat for you all, surprise. And Mike Sin's going to do his first set and just get this party rolling. Mike Sin, what do you got?
All right, let's start things off with a little something from Barbara Lynn.
No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here. I know how much you care. So don't worry, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby. We've got a good thing going. He may talk about me and scandalize my name, but deep down inside, baby, I know you're my only man. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby, we've got a good thing going. Going nowhere, no, no. I'm gonna stick right here, baby. I know how much you care. So don't worry about